Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and we've been looking at the promise of His coming, the promise of the coming of the Lord. We begin in verse number 8, and this week we've worked through the verses, verse 8, 9, 10, 11, and today our study takes us to verse number 12. The Bible says, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. May I say that we should be looking for, we should be on constant watch. Yesterday we talked about how that we ought to have a consistent walk. What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness in verse 11. And today, a constant watch. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall be burnt, or shall melt with fervent heat. But then I want to move on to verse number 13, where the Bible says, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. I'm glad to report to you that according to His promise, as we've been talking about all week, we look for new heavens and new earth, and we look for righteousness some of these days. Looking forward to a new world that's going to be revealed according to God's people, according to God's promise. It's going to be at the hand of God's provision, and the Scripture says there, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And so we have, thank God, heaven to look forward to. We have an eternity to look forward to. And someone has once said it's going to be heaven just not to have the devil around. But even greater, it's going to be heaven to be in the presence of the Son of God throughout the eternal ages. But I want to look in verse number 14 for our concluding thought today. The Bible says, wherefore. Now, when the Bible says therefore or wherefore, you need to stop and see what it's there for. See why it's there for. Wherefore? Why is it there? And so he says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things. What things? Well, the promise of the coming of the Lord. The promise that He's not going to be late. The promise that He is long-suffering, but He's not slack concerning His promise. The promise that the day of the Lord will come, the Bible says, as a thief in the night. And so, wherefore, seeing that you look for these things, the Bible says, be diligent. Be diligent. That means don't take a break. Be diligent that ye may be found in Him in peace. To be found in Him in peace. That talks about a peaceable spirit. I'm glad, thank God, that we can have a peaceable spirit in the midst of chaos, in the midst of the storm. I realize that it can be raging out on the outside and raging around us, but I'm glad we can pillar our head at night and have a peaceable spirit. It's not possible in us, but in Him, the Scripture says. But not only a peaceable spirit, but a pure spirit. The Bible says, be found of Him in peace without spot. Without spot. A pure spirit. That has the idea without a blemish. Without something malignant there. When you have a chest x-ray, they're looking for something, and hopefully there's no spot on it. And of course, if there is a spot, it's often the sign of some type of malignancy. And so we are to be without spot. We're to have nothing that is eating on us or growing like a canker. And then the Bible says, and blameless. So we're to have a peaceable spirit, we're to have a pure spirit, and we're to have a proper spirit, a blameless, the Scripture says. Nothing that can come back to bite us. Deal with things as they come up and deal with our shortcomings and failures day by day, in light of the coming of the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak to every heart and save that soul that's nearest hell. Prepare us to stand before you in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.